Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Brett Allen here. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. We have a very special conversation today. We're chatting with Christian Narn about a brand new project and some other things too. You might recognize him or the name from some television show that was on for many, many seasons and now has a new story. We're talking about Unwelcome. Christian, thank you for your time. It's a true honor to meet you today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, this is exciting. You obviously, we know you from Game of Thrones, but we're here to talk about this new project. People can see the cast behind me.
Yeah, that's kind of terrifying.
I'm very curious. How did this project come about for you? Or a better question would be, what interested you in this and made you decide you wanted to participate as a storyteller?
Well, it was during COVID time. I'm sure we all remember fondly. Fond, sweet memories of being in lockdown. And I remember thinking to myself, God, I would love a project. And here it came. I'm a huge horror and, even a creature feature fan. This project came. I had a look at the character. Seemed fun. So it came along. We filmed during COVID time. So it was a very unique style of filming. It involved a lot of hotel time. And that lovely bubble word we all remember,
yes,
social bubbles,
okay. Which
really, really easily left my mind. I'm so glad I don't have to worry about that now. Thank God. So it was filmed during that. So it was unique. It wasn't like anything else was filmed. Locations that would have been outdoor were maybe indoor. So it was a lot of jiggery pokery. But I think that added to the sort of weird, what's the word? Vibe. It was a vibe of the film. It's like Event Horizon. It has a creepy vibe to it. You know, I think this also has a creepy atmosphere to it, like Prometheus or whatever. There's a weird atmosphere to it. So I think that sort of adds to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is very weird, and it's a different, I think, sort of genre than we might be used to. But mm-hmm. I imagine as an actor and a storyteller, you welcome these types of projects, right, where you have the opportunity to do something different.
Yeah, I mean, if you see the character I play, Owen, at first, you might think he's quite similar. He's quite quiet, you know, well, he's very quiet, and he's quite shy. But, yeah, there's a darkness to him. There's he goes off on a different tangent. And it is, as an actor, the things he does are so alien to what I would do in real life in so many ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more I do weird things like that, the more I find it's fun. It really is. Playing the slightly bad guy is just as fun, if not more, than playing a nice character. I that's what I found so far. It's fun to play something very different.
Yes, I imagine so. Now, mm-hmm. as an actor, obviously, again, Hodor from Game of Thrones was a massive part of your life. When you come off of a project like that and you're like, okay, I've been playing this character for a number of years, people know me as this. When you get approached for that next project, are mm-hmm. you challenged maybe mentally or emotionally, perhaps, as an actor and going, okay, now I have to shed the skin that I'm known for and try and do something different and not have people go, oh, that's Hodor from Game of Thrones, when they're watching you on the screen. Does that challenge you as an actor and really push your boundaries?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all bring like parts of ourselves to different roles. There'll be certain things I'm always going to do in a certain way. Portray in a certain way, and there'll be things I do differently for each character. But yeah, 6 years in a character that you're so well known for, it can be a curse, and it can also be a blessing. I would say mostly it's a blessing. I've been very careful with the roles I've taken afterwards. I've definitely turned down quite a lot who are quite similar in a way.
Interesting.
But not, with no disrespect to the roles, I think Hodor was the best of that kind of role, and I really love that character. I don't want to do something lesser in a similar vein. But yeah, I've been pretty careful to do things that are different, and show a different side of myself. You know,
that's
keeps
very
it fresh
cool
for everybody.
Yeah, I can imagine like they might come to you. I'm just making this up. We're busking here, but like we have this very cool show. It's about drag. It's not dragons. It's something else. And there's this character. And you're like, yeah, I've done this before. It's interesting. Bryan Cranston said that similarly when he left Malcolm in the Middle. He was presented another character type that was kind of a goofy dad. And he turned it down and said, I've done all I can do with this. And then, of course, Breaking Bad came along. Well, this film is really good. I like it. And I think when audiences have a chance to watch it, they will enjoy it. So when you're presented with a project like this, or maybe something else that you've done, this being Front of Mind, is there a checklist that you look at as a storyteller and go, okay, these things are what's most important to me? And I ask that because you mentioned you have turned down some things previously for whatever reason.
Honestly, I think I've been really lucky with the stuff I've done or chosen to do, because it has to in some way interest me personally, which sounds a bit vain, but I don't mean it in that way.
Right.
I still see myself as primarily, actually, that's not true. I was going to say primarily as a musician, but that's probably not true these days. Definitely 50-50. But it's not as if I don't have other things I can do. I can do other stuff, which I'm very grateful for. But there's so much cool stuff. Yeah, interesting you said about Bryan Cranston. I use like Sir Ian McKellen as an example for mine. The project he's done, that's always Ian McKellen in that part.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. I'm sure in the same way he looks for projects that have things that really grasp him. And I don't, for any stretch of the imagination, put myself on any kind of level near Ian McKellen. But it does have to interest me in some way. And as I say, I'm a horror fan, and I'm a creature feature fan, and I'm a big fan of Ireland, funny enough, because it's my home.
Surprisingly.
It's a bit weird here. Yeah, it's a bit weird here in a totally good way. You know, we have all the druids here. We have all the banshees and the leprechauns and weird stone circles. So many stone circles shake a stick at. So for this project, that's the kind of thing that interested me. And then I was a fan of three of the other cast members. That's another thing I look for. I'm like, who else is in this with me? Because for me, the ensemble is really important. Who am I going to be working with? Colm Meaney, hello. I mean, like, he's a legend. I'm a big fan of Jamie Lee. Yeah, Jamie Lee. She's Jerry Girls, one of my favorite comedies. And then there's Chris Wally, which is probably less well-known comedy-wise. He's in a great comedy set in Cork called The Young Offenders, which I just finished watching at the time. And I just thought, look at this cast. I mean, I have to be a part of this. I want to be represented in this cast. So that was why this was such a good. And I also really like Grabbers. John's a great director, and he knows how to be quirky and fun at the same time and still a bit scary. So those were the things that attracted me to this.
Well, congratulations, Christian. This has been a huge honor. I was very excited. I've seen you in interviews at the cons, but to have just a few moments to share with you, and you are a musician too. I want people to know that if there's somebody out there who doesn't know that, music is clearly a big, important part of your life. Yes, the keyboards behind
it's not turned
you,
on.
The DJing. I mean, one of the things that I love about you, and there are many, is that you are a multi-hyphenate. You're a great actor and storyteller, but you also connect with people in other ways because of this. So congratulations. One last question. When will this be available for people to watch? Unwelcome.
It's already available here in the UK. It's out on Amazon. I saw it on Amazon last night. It's been in the movies already. So yes. In the States, I believe, I'm frantically looking at my press partner. Help me.
We'll put it in the show notes. It's available now in some places. Yeah. I won't put you through the paces.
I'm in the UK. You know, well, I'm trying to multitask. I can't multitask.
That's okay. I'm the same way. Well, congratulations. This is a great film. It's been a pleasure, and best of luck and success to you on all the other things. Thanks for your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.